Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brittany. May I please have the zip code on the account that you're calling in about?
99201.
You said 99201?
Yes.
Thank you. And the first and last name?
Connie. Is the first name. Last name is Tony. It's spelled T-H-O-N-N-E-Y.
Thank you. And can you verify that address for me, please?
24 West 2nd Avenue, apartment 210, Spokane, Washington, 99201.
Thank you. So I've located an account here for our fitness watch, and it does look like the account has been canceled. How can I assist you today?
Oh, I was just wondering what the 1894 charge was for then.
Yes, ma'am. It looks like it was for a warranty for the watch.
Okay. Is the watch still coming, or?
All right, ma'am. If I take a look at that for you, let's see. Let's see. All right, ma'am. So it looks like the watch was delivered on May the 12th.
Oh, okay. Let me see. That was okay. I haven't been down for a couple of days to check my mail, so it's probably sitting in my box. I better go down and check my mail. But other than that, the thing has been canceled, and I'm not going to be getting no more charges, correct?
That is correct, ma'am.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I'll go down and check my mail.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer care, and I do hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thanks. You too.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. So why did they charge me? What is this?
Is there anything else I can assist you with, ma'am?
Well, I don't know if you handle this or not. I got a few more charges on here, and I'm not sure what they're for. There's the one from a Sharp Choice Quality Prime.
No, ma'am. Ours is, we do fitness watches.
Okay. All right. No, then that's it. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer care.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.